The following account is assembled from the letters of one Lavinia Whatley, addressed to an unknown recipient regarding her life and pregnancy. From these letters and local testimonies, scholars have found that Whatley was an atypical young woman in early 20th century rural Massachusetts. She was highly educated and unwilling to submit to male authority figures, leading to accusations of witchcraft before her death. Over a century later, we can see a small window into the life of a mysterious woman in her own words. This was graciously donated by the estate of Dr. Henry Armitage, Miskatonic University Library, 19-something. First object is a letter. It's written with common ink of the sort manufactured in the late 18th century. The stationery is anachronistic, manufactured at least a century prior to when the letter itself was written. Relatively well preserved. Property of Miskatonic University Library, do not remove. Dearest friend, it was most gratifying to finally meet you in the flesh last week. I know the journey was long and we simple country folk lack the luxuries you must be accustomed to, but I found your visit to be both refreshing and rewarding. I anticipated our discussions to be stimulating, but I must confess, I did not expect your company to be so enjoyable. I find myself for the first time missing a person not of my family line. I'm not so bold as to assume the feelings are mutual, but I do hope that you look back fondly upon our brief time together. I've taken the time to study the partial inscription of the Library of Honors you provided me with. I believe I've identified the source of your confusion. This volume is not from a formal edition, but rather a poorly translated copy, possibly from a bastardized Greek to Latin. What you believe to describe funerary rites is in fact a simple spell of necromancy. It appears to be primitive, if efficacious. My attempts to speak to an inhabitant of my family's crypt were moderately successful. I've enclosed a more accurate translation and instructions so that you might have better success with your endeavors. Tell me, have you enjoyed the edition of Culte des Ghouls I've lent you? Father would be most cross if he knew that such an important volume passed out of my possession, but I found you trustworthy. I wish to hear your insights and reactions to the contents of this tome. Some consider its wisdom blasphemous, but I feel you're more of an open mind. Please do write, and indeed, grace our simple house with your presence again. With affection, Lavinia. Interesting. The second object is a letter written on what appears to be a journal page ripped from a larger volume. Good condition. Property of Miskatonic University Library, do not remove. Dearest and closest friend, am I being presumptuous by addressing you so? I do not feel that way. But I did not ask your permission to address you as my fondest companion. Regardless, I must do so, for it is what my heart tells me. It has not been even 3 days since your last visit. Even the briefest span of days without your presence seems unbearable, and only your words may bring me relief. But nothing brings me more joy than your arrival at my doorstep. I wish nothing more than for you to be here with me again. No, that's not true. I wish to join with you in a sacred bond of affection that most of humanity would not recognize. Father has plans for my maidenhead. That I know to be true. Although I hesitate to include details, you must already know that he does not refer to giving my hand in marriage to some Cooper's son from the village. I shudder at the thought of such events. Although, it seems he feared my reaction to my intended fate. I must say, I find that prospect intriguing. I have never wished to be a simple bride, and while I do entertain fantasies, I understand many of them to be unfulfilled with great difficulty. However, the subject of intercourse has always been more to me than simple rutting with someone of limited intellect. I wish to be bred only by an equal, someone who can match my scholarly pursuits and who is capable of invoking the greater spirits which, having possessed our mortal forms, can lead to such extraordinary offspring. I find that I must address this subject more directly than perhaps is wise or socially acceptable, though I'm sure it will come as no surprise who I have in mind. Would you be willing to experiment so with me? There's a place I have shown you briefly on our walks through the countryside, an altar of grimstone. It is old. Older even than the original human inhabitants of this land. It's a special place where such an act of unholy love and devotion could have incredible results. Screw your courage to the sticking place and come to see me. I shall be waiting for your arrival on Samhain Eve. Yours in anticipation, Lavinia. Third object is a letter. On common paper. Utilize the ink that contains traces of human and other unidentifiable DNA. Also, notably, is a cloying scent resembling clove and pine. Perhaps a rustic form of perfume. Excellent condition, though. Property of Miskatonic University Library, do not remove. Possessor of my heart, it is but days after our tryst, but it feels as though centuries have passed since I last held you. I wished to write to you as soon as you left, but for the first time in memory, my thoughts were scattered, and I found myself unable to focus on the events of that blessed night. Which I hold sacred. After all, are we not more truly wed than any pair that has visited a Christian chapel? Have we not experienced such bliss and excitement that no common person has ever dreamed of? Did a God not bless our union? In this letter, I will attempt to document our time together as I can best recall it. I do so to re-experience the events in my memory, but also because I feel that our union should be regarded as of paramount historical importance by those who understand the secret truth of this world. We met, of course, under the cover of moonlight, in the usual place at the farthest gate of my father's field, the seal of which is not easily broken by an outsider, but I was careful to leave no trace. The old man is a good teacher, but not the most understanding or trusting, even of his own blood. On our previous trips to the altar, I had warned you of getting too close. Not for any supernatural force, but for the climb up the steep and rocky slope, which, at first glance, deceives most for being an easy jaunt. But I have always known the best way. And you were wonderful, darling, following my every instruction from the first moment. At last, the moon was high, and it was all complete, an alignment of Mars and Venus, and our joining of two souls into one. You hardly trembled as the spell was spoken and the old one took over our bodies. I myself could hardly believe the sensation that overcame me as we stared at one another from across the altar. You pulled me to you with such vindication and strength. I felt myself ready for you at the first moment. When you entered me, never before had I wished to be a poet rather than a scholar, for the cold language of academia that I'm so accustomed to could never begin to adequately describe the sheer awe and ecstasy I felt in that moment. The power of the god flowed through us. I felt you fuck me into the altar hard enough to melt my flesh to stone. Your eyes glowed with a blue fire that echoed throughout my body. Though words were spoken, I could not have said what language they were in or even what was said. Only the pure desire and lust that reverberated through the cosmos forever stretching out. In my most ludicrous fantasies, I could not have imagined better, my dearest one. My body still aches from the feel of your form slamming into mine. The scratches on my back, the bruises on my neck and chest, the scrape of stone on my ass, wounds I will forever remember as proof of that wonderful night with you. Darling, when we orgasm together, I could feel its impact on this plane. Our shouts will echo throughout time forever, and other beings from other worlds will look up at such amazingly terrible sounds. The next thing I remember is waking up in your arms on the stone, dawn breaking over the trees, and the whippoorwill sang. I was not caught. Father never wakes before noon these days, and it was easy to slip back into bed unseen. Easy. And yet my arms ached, and my tears flowed from the loss of you. The woman who met you at the gate that night is gone. Dead. Now, it is only me, the one who longs for you. With eternal devotion, your bride, Lavinia. Fourth object is a letter, written on plain, rough paper, in pencil. It appears to have been severely burnt and submerged in water. Property of Miskatonic University Library, do not remove. Beloved, I write to you with much cause for excitement and jubilation. I am with child. There's some text missing. I can't. Not bled these 3 months since our unholy rendezvous. Father's pride cannot be contained at the sight of my growing middle. The moment I knew, I decided to tell the old man. I explained to him my condition as well as how it came to be, and that you, my dearest something, are the sire. He who barely looks up from his text when food is placed before him stood and twirled his darling daughter around in his arms. There's an entire bulk of missing text next. Wow, I wonder. The next part I can read says, I shall not lie. These last few months have been difficult, if rewarding. I do not go into town anymore. Even before I was unable to leave my bed, the townspeople were at first happy and congratulated me with a sorry look in their eyes, as though they pitied me. I can hardly guess as to why. No doubt they wonder who the father could be, considering the only man to come near our little home is my father. There's some missing. I can't make it out. Splank. He has needs, after all, and who else is there to fulfill them but his only daughter? Perhaps the next child. This is also. Since the end of the 6th month, I have been in bed awaiting the arrival of our dearest children. I speak in plurals, for I am almost certain there are more than simply 2 souls inhabiting this body. I know this as a mother, but also from the sheer size of my belly. I have been told it is much larger than 1 child ought to be, or even 2 or 3. The doctor proclaimed it, looked as though a full-grown man were inhabiting my middle. He asked if I felt any pain and looked horrified as I smiled, ran my hand over my belly and merely replied, "No, I am as content as can be." Or perhaps it was the impression of a hand that pushed out from the skin. The doctors had said a foot might be normal as the baby moved around, but he could not stop staring as the impression of a foot, a hand, a face, and a long tendril each moved across my skin. Then there's, like, a whole bulk that's completely missing. Like, it was burned. Oh, this next part. The hour nears. I feel it. And I can't make it out. I think it's something. You would not leave the mother of your child alone at her most desperate hour, would you? Again, I think it's supposed to be a name, but it's crossed out. Blank. Fire and water and blood shall rain. Blank. Fuck, what does it say? And they will speak of such an event for years to come. And then there's missing text. Again, it's like they're purposefully crossing out a name. I like Wilbur. What do you think? Please visit again soon. With my deepest regards and affection, your Lavinia, Dunwich, 1913. That's it for these four letters at Miskatonka University. I need to go talk to my supervisor about something and recording.